الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة لئلا يكون للناس عليكم حجة إلا الذين ظلموا منهم فلا تخشوهم واخشوني ولأتم نعمتي عليكم ولعلكم تهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson, in the last verse that we recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that from wherever you set out, then face in the direction of al-masjidul haram, the qibla of the Kaaba. In today's lesson, we see the very same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that from wherever you set out, then face in the direction of al-masjidul haram. In actual fact, this is the third time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the exact same instruction, the exact same order. Now, Mufassirin have mentioned, what is the hikmah, what is the purpose behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning or giving this order to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three times here in the same page, or two in the same, in the beginning of the second part over the first two pages. This is the third time now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning and repeating the same order. So Mufassirin have mentioned that there are two views. The first view is the view of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that since the first hukam, the first injunction to be abrogated in Islam was the qibla of Baytul Maqdis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated that hukam, and Allah instructed and ordered the Sahaba and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to now face al-Masjidul Haram. Because this was the first abrogation in Islam, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated these verses several times in order to instill this within the Muslims that now the qibla forever is the qibla of the Kaaba. Then comes the view of other mufassirin as well. They say that this hukam, or the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this order several times, this was revealed, or these ayat were revealed on for several it came down on different occasions. The first time the ayah was revealed, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, that facing the direction of the qibla of the Kaaba. This was revealed for those people who are in Makkah, مَنْ كَانَ بِمَكَّةِ, that for those people who are in Makkah, now your qibla is the Kaaba. The second time this verse was revealed, it was revealed for those people, مَنْ كَانَ بِبَقِيَّةِ الْأَمْصَارِ, for those people who were in the rest of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that now you also face the Kaaba. And the third time the verse was revealed is the current verse that we are reciting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the traveler, the musafir, that person who has set out of his house, Allah is telling him also now, when you are going to perform salah, then face the direction of the Kaaba. So Allah says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, then listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from wherever you set out, then face in the direction, or turn your face in the direction of al-Masjidul Haram, the qibla of the Kaaba. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا, and O Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever you be, then listen, face in the direction of the qibla of the Kaaba when you intend to perform salah. Why do you face the qibla of the Kaaba? لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ, so that the people do not have any argument against you if you do not follow the Kaaba. The Yahud can have the argument that we see in our kitab in the Torah that the Muslims are going to face the qibla of the Kaaba. But now if they face Baytul Maqdis, the Yahud will say that the Muslims are not facing the qibla of the Kaaba which they're supposed to face in Islam. And the Nasara would say the same. And the Mushrikeen of Makkah, the Arab, the pagans, they would say the exact same thing. They would say that up the ancestral line comes Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, up the ancestral line of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, comes his father Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was the first person to build the Kaaba. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has to face the qibla of his father Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But if he doesn't face the qibla of the Kaaba and he faces Baytul Maqdis, in other words, it seems that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam does not want to face the qibla of his father Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the home that he built. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not give them a chance to have any argument against you. But then Allah says, you would get a group of people, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, people who have committed injustice, people who have oppressed themselves. These people would make certain types of feeble and weak arguments against you, Allah says, don't be bothered about them. Don't fear them. Allah says, وَخْشَوْنِي and fear me. What types of arguments they will make? They will say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that the Muslims are going to face the Qibla of the Kaaba, then why in the first place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to face Masjid al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis? So the answer to that we have given in one of our previous lessons. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِئُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ. Why else do you face the Qibla? For the following two reasons. The first reason is وَلِئُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ, so that I can complete my favor upon you. What is the favor of Allah upon the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah's ni'mat upon them is to face the Qibla of the Kaaba, in order for Allah to distinguish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the rest of the nations. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to face the Qibla of the Kaaba. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, and face the Qibla of the Kaaba so that you can find your guidance by the greatest Qibla of the Muslims, by the greatest Qibla of the people, and that is the Qibla of the Kaaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.